HXS Mobile.
SKN4VWA, what's happening, Bubba?
I am heading to Pelzer.
Yay! And I am heading for Pickens.
Wow, we're in the same direction. Where are you at?
I'm in Tiara.
I'm on Taylor's Road here in Greer, just heading down to 290 or whatever you call it, Buncombe and what have you, heading towards Pelzer. I am not getting on the interstate. No way in heck.
Well, listen, I just want to say one thing before we continue this conversation. I'm proud of you, Dave. I'm proud of you. You have assimilated properly.
Oh, Greer?
You did it.
And they got me a trailer.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I'm just proud of you, son.
Thanks for teaching me there, you know. Now I just got to start saying y'all a little more.
Y'all, or a variant of which would be Ewan's?
Saying the two Utes.
that was a dead giveaway, brother. Listen, I got a young man with me, and I just wanted to say hey, so you be careful out there. Don't run over any microbuses full of hippies. I'll talk to you. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Well, there's two of you in the vehicle, so y'all have a nice day. Access Mobile. Here I go. Pelzer, nonstop.
4KSK Mobile.
KB2H, Access Mobile here.
KB2H, got that right. KB4KSK.
Hey, you're a little noisy. We're about to call you.
Is any clearer?
Oh, yeah, much clearer. Name here is Dave. I'm just getting on Wade Hampton here by Buncombe Road.
Oh, yeah, my name is Gavin. I actually know right at where you're at.
Towards Pelzer, going to meet up with my partner, and we're going to go do an install today and get some people warming.
There's a lot of people in need of some warming, so you're doing the Lord's work right now, then.
I'm trying like heck. Man, I tell you what, I've been one busy so-and-so today, or this week. Oof. That mercury dipped down and my phone started blowing up.
You're the right person to call, you know. It just works out that way, so.
We try like heck. You know, we try like heck. Anyway, so, what part of town are you in?
I'm over in Taylor's, right off of, Milford Church Road, I think it is.
Oh, okay. I'm probably going to drive right by you.
Just got off work myself, so I'm trying to get all the animals taken care of before I try to get a nap in.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I just woke up. I rolled out of bed around 6:30 and had my... Let me say this in the New York way. I had my coffee. I was a little noisy that time.
Sounded very New Yorkish.
Well, as my buddy Steve was saying, I'm trying to assimilate into the area, so, you know, I got to learn some new words like y'all and trailer, and, you know, I'm trying.
Putting effort in. I've been out here since 2008, and I still get arguments about whether or not it's a cart or a buggy.
Well, where are you originally from?
I grew up in Arizona on the West Coast, moved out here in 08.
Oh, okay. I grew up on Long Island, moved to Florida in 2000, and moved up here about 3.5 years ago. And, man, I tell you what, we love it up here. I missed my seasons. You know, Florida is just hot all the time. And this is really nice up here. My wife and I were enjoying the heck out of this.
Spent about 5 years in Jacksonville, Florida. I was there for about 5 years, starting in about 2006. So I definitely know what you mean.
Oh yeah, my wife moved down to Michigan in the early '70s. Good Lord! So she basically grew up in Florida, in Vero Beach, where we, you know, where we kind of met. And then, so she's a little more southern than me. You know, she calls herself, the redneck words. I was like, okay, whatever. And then we moved up here, and then we're just loving life, you know. We just, everything fell into place, you know.
It's good when everything works out like that. I actually have a friend of mine that just moved down here probably about 6 years ago. She grew up in Grand Gorge and around, like, Oneonta up there in upstate New York.
Oh, yeah, that's way up here. Yeah, I was down on the island, about 40 miles out from the city. That's pretty much where I grew up. But I never really had the New York slang or attitude or anything like that, because I grew up away from all that. Oh, you know, away from the five boroughs and stuff. So, you know, I never really had that. Never really spoke with that kind of slang. Even though my buddy Steve on here will say differently, but that's okay. That's all right.
You know, you can't always help what you pick up where you grow up. So.
Much. You just got to be polite and move on, you know. Anyway, I got to pull in here and get some of that liquid gold. You have a good morning. I'm sorry I didn't catch your call earlier, but the call's here at KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. And again, the name is Dave.
Now, these handhelds aren't exactly the most powerful sometimes. So I'm still breaking into the field. My name is Gavin, and call sign is KQ4KFK. So you have fun with that. Have a good day. I'll be clear on yours.
All right, Gavin. Very, very good. Excellent. Good to make your acquaintance. We may have spoken before. Are you in New Ham? Did you just recently get your license?
I've had it for probably about 5-ish months, but with my work schedule and everything, I try to get on the net that they have on this frequency every night. I sometimes, with my work schedule being third shift, I tend to miss quite a few of them, so you might have heard me on the net when I do get on with it.
Oh, excellent. By 9:30 in the evening, my eyes are like dipping shut. Hey, I'm checking my eyelids for cracks at that point. So, no, I don't get on the net all that often. So, well, Gavin, have a good morning, my friend. Have a good morning. KP2HXS will be cleared out for a bit.
Try to stay warm in all this. KQ4KFK, clear.
KQ4KFK, KP2HXS, cleared out.